This goes to Dr. Hara, H-A-R-I. Fax is 989-352-8451 regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Ward, W-A-R-D, date of birth August 10th of 1938. Dear Dr. Hara, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Ward with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 11th of 2022. Her main complaint is low back pain. She does take one extra strength Excedrin once a day, which has aspirin in it. And that does help, and she does not use any other type of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug. She does use Tylenol occasionally, but it does not help much for pain. She really notices no difference whatsoever when she takes it. She's having some numbness and pain in the right upper thigh from knee up toward the hip, and she is going to have schedule a follow-up visit with your office for further evaluation of that. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has had chronic loose stools now for over a year, and she also plans to discuss that with your office soon to see if further evaluation or referral may be needed. No visible blood or melena is noted with the diarrhea. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, no incontinence, and she has just a trace of edema in the right ankle, none in the left currently. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan 75 milligram daily. Also, diabetic med, glipizide, metformin, Synthroid. Many supplements too, zinc, multivitamin, calcium, vitamin C, osteobiflex, MSM, preserve vision, and Xanaflex 2 milligrams. She takes a half to one tablet at bedtime for the muscle spasms in her back. Physical examination, weight 150 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 136. Over 76, pulse is 87, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, extremities, she just has a trace of ankle edema on the right, none on the left, no ulcerations, rashes, or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 4th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 50. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.5. Albumin is 3.4. Calcium 9.7. Hemoglobin 11.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs besides the Excedrin extra strength she takes once daily. That is acceptable. But she won't take more than one a day. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.